You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 6:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
We have just a couple of days with a big storm, which is expected to leave behind a lot of valley rain and mountain snow.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details, Adam.
Amanda, we're going to see this storm move in on Sunday morning, then lingering into Monday and Tuesday. KSL meteorologist Evan Mashuli says by Monday morning, Salt Lake could surpass an inch of rain, but the mountains could see up to a foot of snow. The Cottonwoods have the chance to push 2 feet. And believe it or not,
the benches come Monday morning, they could even see trace to about an inch of snow.
Yeah, it's May 3rd, by the way. By the time this storm sets in, we might not clock 60 degrees again until Thursday. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Following the mountain snow, we will actually get a warm day, and that's great news for Star Wars fans.
May the 4th be with you, and it will be tomorrow, as temperatures will be the warmest they will be all week, reaching a high near 80 degrees. Several celebrations will be held both indoors and outdoors tomorrow, including Star Wars parties at the Clark Planetarium and Cinco de Mayo activities planned outdoors in Draper, Clearfield, and Ogden.
As Amanda was saying a minute ago, tomorrow's high, 77 degrees.
KSL's top national stories now. More evacuation in eastern Texas because of heavy rain. ABC's Andrea Fujii is there.
In 25 years that I've lived here, I have never seen it flood like this.
Texas Governor Abbott expanded the state's emergency declaration last night as mandatory evacuation orders were ordered outside Houston. Forecasters say 24 inches of rain fell in some areas in just 48 hours. People living along the San Jacinto River in the Houston area were asked to evacuate last night. Officials said the river was rising to levels that could strand them for days.
One man said the floodwater in his house is about the level, the same level as the water that flooded his home during Hurricane Harvey in 2017.
Yeah, that's nuts. A court case today could decide if Phil Lyman will need to pick a new person as his running mate as he takes on Governor Cox in the upcoming primary.
An independent advisor for the state found Phil Lyman's would-be Lieutenant Governor Lane Bangeter ineligible to run for violating state residency requirements. He moved to Utah from Idaho back in 2021, not meeting the five-year requirement. The pair are arguing he should still be able to run since he was a Utah resident for more than 30 years of his life and is now a registered voter and resident of Utah. The ruling must come today or Monday at the very latest so the ballots can be printed and sent out by May 10th. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Democratic congressional candidate Brian Adams has dropped out of the 2nd Congressional District race. He withdrew his campaign after winning the party's nomination because of pushback for his views on issues that don't align with the rest of the party. The Utah Democratic Party says they will pick a new nominee.
College students are paying more and more for their degrees, but not all post-graduation pay equally. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with our wage report. Peter? All right, we're going to check in with Peter coming up in a minute.
Right now, first look traffic a little earlier than usual. Andy, how's it looking out there?
Well, we've got traffic moving fairly well despite the wet conditions. In fact, the roads are drying out, some of them. You're not seeing quite as much splash along parts of the Salt Lake Valley and Davis County. And so far, if you're on the freeways, you should be able to get to your exit at the minimum travel time. A little bit of I-80 slowing right now just past Saltaire in that long stretch before you get to the airport. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, the government just released that monthly jobs report for April.
Joining us live on the KSL Newsline is senior economist for Zions Bank, Robert Spendlove. What are the numbers, Robert?
Well, it looks like the labor market has slowed quite a bit in the last month. So the previous month, it was just over 300,000 jobs. This month, it was 175,000 jobs. So that's lower than the consensus, and it shows that the economy, what we've been expecting for the past few months to happen is starting to happen now.
Yeah, I think the expected number was 243, so we're significantly lower than that. What does that tell us about where we are with the economy right now? And is this seen as a good thing that it's slowing down a little bit?
Well, and we also saw the unemployment rate tick up to 3.9%. You know, and this is what we would expect to happen. The Fed has been trying to slow down the economy. It's been overheating for the past couple of years, and we've just been kind of waiting to see this kind of a result. And so for the last 3 months, we've had job growth above expectation. And so it is consistent with us to finally start seeing this slowdown and the at least the labor market responding to the Fed action.
Will this have any impact on the Fed's decisions later this summer?
You know, this this is the tough part because a weaker jobs report tells the Fed maybe you can hold off, maybe you can actually start cutting rates. So it is a good sign that the market is responding to the way the Fed wants it to. It takes the prospect of the Fed increasing rates off the table, and maybe they'll be able to start cutting rates sooner than we thought.
That's good news.
It's always the yin and the yang in these numbers, yeah. And I wonder what this means for those that are actually actively looking for work right now.
Now, it's still a pretty good number, 175,000. So before the pandemic, 150,000 was considered to be a good number. So it's still a good number. It's just weaker than we've seen over the last couple of years. So I think it's not that the market is weakening significantly. It just might be a sign that we're returning back to normal.
Does the report tell us anything about wages?
Yeah, so wage growth is also slowing. So the previous month it was 4.1%, slowed down to 3.9%. So we do see the slowing, but that's still higher than inflation. That's what we want to see. We want to see positive wage growth, but not too high and closer to that inflation number. And so actually, that's a pretty good number for me, too.
All right, Robert, and it seems it doesn't matter how many times you explain this to at least me. I'm always confused. But we appreciate you trying to make sense of it here when we link up with you. That is Senior Economist for Zions Bank, Robert Spendlove. I was curious, Amanda, how the markets might be reacting immediately to that.
Yeah,
it's still in the green. I mean, the Dow's up 284, the NASDAQ is up 110.
So. I think don't the markets like anything that might signal that interest rates could come down?
Yeah.
So maybe they'll like this, hopefully.